My current research is inferring test models from bug reports that are written in the natural language using multi-objective search. So the goal of this project is to infer state-based models from free text written by the users to capture the bugs of the software. And the free text can be bug reports or other reviews written by the humans. And the model inferred can be used to generate further test cases. The motivation of this project is because many systems and projects keep and maintain their bug reports in the issue tracking systems. And based on these bug reports, the developers need to validate and fix these issues. However, not all of these bug fixes work as expected. So how should we test the software next if we already know some bugs in the reported by the users and there are just limited resources? So we believe generating additional tests that exercise the reported buggy area, the features, could improve the developers' confidence. And so in this work, we adapt an event-based model inference approach for such test enhancement by using the multi-objective search techniques. And the input of this method is a bug reports and written in the natural language and instead of the traditional the system log files. The bug reports is like the high-level generalization of the set of the user events which have triggered the bugs in the systems. And as far as we know, this is like the first time to use a natural language to infer the test models. But also, this is one of the challenges for our work because it's very hard to extract the trace event information from the natural language in a precise way. If we are lucky, we could get some structured bug reports. We can use these to extract the information. Another challenge is the generalization capacity of the model. So we need to balance the over-approximation and under-approximation of the user behaviors. So in order to overcome the difficulty, we proposed the multi-objective model inference framework, which has four phases, the bug report extraction, the raw data parsing, and the data mining trace event, and the search-based model generation. Because like the bug description, the step to reproduce patterns are written in natural language, so we use a natural language processing to refine these patterns. And in particular, we use the topic modeling to mine and extract these patterns. And in terms of the search-based model generation, we consider three objectives to minimize the over-approximation, minimize under-approximation, and minimize size of the model generated. And we proposed three research questions. The first one is, what is the characters of the trace events generated? The second one is, what's the performance of the search algorithm compared to the benchmark and model inference tool, like the K-of-A? The last one is, what is the bug revealing ability of the model inferred? So to answer these three research questions, we used the Kate bug reports. Kate is a multi-platform text editor. And And its bug reports maintained in the bug issue tracking system. And we select the bug reports with the step to reproduce patterns. And we found the generated trace events cover a wide range of the functionality and the user behavior of the Kate software, from the basic operation to the advanced features. And in terms of the performance, the search-based techniques, NSJ2 and the GA outperform the K of A, the benchmark. And we also found for the third research question, the bug revealing ability of the search algorithm, and the search algorithm generated inferred the models can easily find the bugs with less than 20 test cases. So this kind of the models generated is preferable in practice, as the cost involved in checking the test sequence require human effort. So this is the first time we use the natural language test and the bug report to infer the test models, and we found it's quite feasible and successful.